How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed, I am, and welcome to the program. Uncensored Radio Free America on Republic Broadcasting Network. And this Thursday night, we are getting ready. We're inching our way toward the end of the week. As promised, in the program tonight, as long as he can bear it, long as he can stand it, and he usually is pretty good at that, because he's big and brawny and bright. And that is none other than someone we've had with us before, a man who has helped to build a Constitution Party movement in New England, up here where I'm from, and that is Mr. Tim Goodness. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Rick. Great to be here with you and one of the most well-informed listening audiences in the world.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere, young fella.
Especially when it's true.
That's right. Hey, amen. Good to have you back, Tim. It's been a long hiatus, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been about, I was looking at your archives the other day, and it's been about 2 months since I've been on.
Oh, at least every bit of that. But we're happy to have you back, and I'm happy to talk with you because we can philosophize, as we do with Scott Smith on Friday, and get into a lot of issues that I think are near and dear to people's hearts. And I know you have many. You have many issues, and I think both of us have the same issues, to be perfectly honest with you. But what are some of the things that you've been plagued by recently, or thinking about, or pondering what's going on in our evil world around us?
Well, one of the things I was hoping that you and I could talk about, and maybe I could foam at the mouth a little bit about, is this hate bill that seems to be defeated. I'd like to talk a little bit with you about that,
if I
can.
Absolutely.
And some of this election fallout from this from the off-year election from Tuesday. I think there may be something happening here.
Good. We'll talk about those issues and anything else.
You betcha.
Has a lot to talk about. We invite listeners to call in and chitty-chat with us as well. And, of course, we know we have a toll-free number to do that. Tim Goodness, honest to goodness, that's his name. And Tim has been one of those who has labored effortlessly and tirelessly in this area of New England on behalf of establishing a constitutional party ballot position, as well as some of the other states, because he has felt, and I have felt the same way, guys like Mike Peruca have at least come forward and given people a platform, a real platform, that people can either embrace or reject, but at least they have a choice. Right, Tim?
Yeah, and it's not a third party, it's a second party, because as far as I'm concerned, the Reichpublicans and the Democrats are the same party. It's
amen. All right. Boy, you're a man after our own heart
you
here.
Bet.
Amen.
You bet. On the same snake.
You got it. All right. We'll be back in about 3 minutes to begin the program. Rick Adams and Tim Goodness tonight. Join us toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do, and we'll get you on. And a quick question or comment. Welcome to have you aboard. We'll be back now.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, we are back now, and Tim Goodness is my co-host, and we're going to start off tonight with my co-host and guest, as a matter of fact, talking about these issues. Tim, you've been following what we've been talking about in other media forums about the so-called hate speech bill that had been pushed heavily by the so-called Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, and you followed Kennedy and others and their efforts, mainly within the Democratic Party with some Republican help, to try to push this through year after year. And how did you feel about the fact that it was being promoted, that it was being pushed heavily by these politicians? And then finally, due to the intervention, I believe, of divine intervention, it was defeated so far this year. How did you feel about all of this? What were your thoughts or perceptions?
Well, my first gut feeling was how dare any of these people try to take away our First Amendment rights, basically make us thought criminals. And I railed about this to anyone who would listen. I must have sent out emails to every person on my email list several times, trying to get them motivated, sending them Reverend Ted Pike's website, links to his website, links to articles posted on Jeff Rentz's website about this. This is definitely, I mean, draconian. I mean, let's face it. And trying to wake people up to the truth about it. And I want to make a statement about this, if I may, off the cuff, of course. And I'm going to mention some names here. And I want everybody listening, I'm going to mention names that some of you, I'm sure, know well. And I don't want anybody to think that these are personal. What I'm saying is personal. It's not. It's not personal. But we have basically two medias in this country. We have the mainstream media, which is useless 75% of the time. And then we have the alternative media. And, of course, there's like a splinter group of people who think they're mainstream media and people who think they're alternative media who are just wackos. It's kind of like a subgroup, but basically there's two groups, alternative and mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mainstream media, I'm not aware of anyone talking about this terrible act, this terrible piece of legislation that was being rammed through Congress.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I know who talk the most and the loudest, I'm talking about people in the media, about this are two people. I'm speaking to one right now, Rick Adams, and the other one is Jeff Rentz of the Jeff Rentz Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know lots of other folks interviewed Ted Pike, and lots of other people had him on their show to talk about this, people in the alternative media. But nobody put this guy on that I'm aware of more than you and Jeff Rentz.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this has been a heroic effort on your part, and the part of Jeff Rentz, and a smaller heroic effort on the part of other people who have given this exposure.
Yeah, and you know, we just so happened to be contacted a lot by Ted Pike, and we put some of the others on, the other players, one of them, Mike McCavage,
mm-hmm.
and you know, who was one of those arrested in Philadelphia.
Yeah, one of the Philadelphia 11.
Right,
yeah.
Thanks to the efforts of Lynn Abraham and the ADL and the Attorney General's office in the state. So Mike was on this show, and, you know, it goes to show you people, you know, have names, they have faces. These are your neighbors that are being arrested, that are being imprisoned, that are being God knows what. If Rumsfeld and Bush have their way and Dick Cheney, they'll be tortured next. And I don't put that past them. I really don't.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
They're a sick bunch.
But, you know, you and Jeff Rentz, and I'm a big fan of Jeff Rentz. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a
yes.
lot of admiration for Jeff Rentz.
Right, right.
And I'm going to tell you something, though. There is a show out there that competes with Jeff Rentz and throws and bags him when they can. And it's called Coast to Coast AM. And it's hosted by a guy named George Norrie,
mm-hmm.
who I think is a good person and I think does what he can on the show.
Uh-huh.
But when I hear George Norrie talk to his 5 to 10 million listeners, one of the biggest shows in the country,
mm-hmm.
and challenge other mainstream media, other media people to talk about Paul Williams and his American Hiroshima with suitcase nukes, when I hear him challenging media people like that and coming across as a brave soul, which I think he is to some extent, but yet not once, in my knowledge, ever talking about this ADL bill,
mm-hmm.
ever talking about this hate speech bill, not once ever having anybody on, and I'm going to say this, letting them talk about it,
mm-hmm.
because Alex Jones has been on his show several times,
mm-hmm.
several times since this legislation was put into Congress. And I listen to Alex Jones when he's on his show. On Coast to Coast AM. I record it and I listen to it. And I never once heard Alex Jones take the opportunity to tell 5 to 10 million people who probably know nothing about the legislation a chance to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Never once make that opportunity on the show.
Oh, Alex Jones never did?
No, never. And I'm going to, and it goes even deeper. Because a fellow by the name of John Roper, I think his name
mm-hmm.
is, or Robert, who is one of the people who smuggled in to Bohemian Grove with Alex. He's an English reporter, and he happens to be Jewish, by the way. He was on Coast to Coast AM, and he mentioned what the ADL has done to Canada and what they did to David Icke when David Icke tried to talk in Canada. And George Norrie just brushed it right aside. Well, he didn't really brush it aside. He just went on to another subject.
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunities have been out there for George Norrie. And I'm going to say, tell you this. Alex Jones was on that same show about a half hour to an hour later with John Roppert or whatever his name is and George Norrie. And nobody on that show has ever brought this subject up. Now, this is what sticks in my side, folks. George Norrie sat on a stage in Austin, Texas. The video is online. You can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat on a stage in Austin, Texas, in front of hundreds of people. Sitting next to him was Alex Jones, and he said nobody has ever controlled him or told him what he can and cannot talk about on the air. And I'm here to tell you it's a bunch of mule fritters.
It's interesting you should say that, because as you know, and you listen obviously to just about as much of radio alternative talk on the internet and elsewhere that you can, and you're very well informed, as people can hear. I brought this up many times with Ted Pike. The ADL itself does not want people to talk about this bill, and it's interesting how the kindred spirit that run the media in America today have dutifully obeyed that request.
Coast to Coast AM, excuse me, Rick. Coast to Coast AM is owned by Clear Channel, lock, stock, and barrel. And let me tell you, I admire Alex. I respect Alex. Alex has done a lifetime of work. The guy's not even 35 years old, but he should have made the opportunity to talk about this to the 5 to 10 million people who listen to Coast AM. I believe he was told he couldn't. If I'm wrong, I apologize for that. But
well, if
I
Alex is listening, he should call in and
I
let us know.
I sincerely believe that George Norrie had to have hands off on this topic. Why else wouldn't he talk about it?
He may very well have said
why
that we're
else
not going
to talk
about it.
And absolutely.
I don't know, but
and
if Alex is listening, he can call in and tell us exactly what happened.
I have to give George Norrie credit. George Norrie has done a lot for that show. He's put Alex Jones on. He's put other people on that Art Bell, and we all know Art Bell's deal, Art Bell would never have on. At one point, I respect George Norrie. I admire what he's done for the show. I think he puts his neck out as far as he can, but he's part of the mainstream media, and don't anybody think any different. The guy you should be listening to late night is Jeff Rentz.
All right, yeah. Well, I mean, Jeff has broken a lot of stories, and he's taken a lot of heat for some of the stories, as you know, that he's put on and posted on his website. He does not claim that all of them are accurate, all of them are good, all of them are perfect. But he feels your right to know is paramount. And I know, based on what you just said, that's the way you feel, friend Tim. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Tim Goodness with me talk about this one issue. And as you can see, Tim does not want for words, and you don't have to either. You give us your opinion, your calls, your thoughts and comments on this or any other subject, by the way, and you can do so toll-free at 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443 is all you have to do on this or any other issue. But this hate crimes legislation, as Tim has said, has become a stealth issue in most of the so-called mainstream media, as well as much of, but not all, of the alternative media. Seems like there have been more important things to talk about, quote-unquote, when in fact we know there's nothing more important now than the ability, Tim, to be able to speak on these issues without fear of being taken off simply because you're talking negatively about homosexuals or about the ADL, the State of Israel, or the Bush administration and the neocons.
It's deeper than that, though, brother.
Yep.
The legislation basically would make it illegal to have bias against any federally recognized group.
That's right.
I told my wife, I said, if this legislation goes through, I'm going to become a card-carrying Democrat and sue Rush Limbaugh.
All right. Tim Goodness and Rick Adams, join us. We'll be back with more exciting conversation.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara, 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
The New World Order thought police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back, and you know the score here. Uncensored Radio Free America, and the number 800-313-9443. Excellent points, Tim Goodness, once again. And my goodness, you as I said before, you certainly know what's going on. You've done talk radio, by the way. People should know. Who have not heard you before. You've been a talk master yourself for a number of years in Connecticut and Rhode Island, right?
Yeah, well, hardly a master. I think that term is better applied to somebody like you, Rick. You've been doing this a lot longer than me, brother.
That's all right. But you've been doing talk radio, and you know the score, and you know the subjects and some of the guests we've had in common. And these topics are the topics that you love to talk about. You've been very, very adept at it and very, as you see, very skillful and very knowledgeable. So I just
Thank
wanted
you.
Our listeners to know that, that has been your forte as well. Let's go to the phones now. Let's see. We have Clinton in Wisconsin first. Hello, you're on the program.
Well, good evening, Rick, and hello, Mr. Goodman.
Please call me Tim.
Tim, thank you. My name's Clinton, and I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. And I'm wondering where I might be able to listen to some of the programming that you're involved in.
Maybe, well, I don't work in radio right now, and I'm not sure if I ever will again, to be honest with you.
Okay, good, because I'd like to have another point of discussion with you regarding what is most certainly a paradox and some very contentious concerns of mine regarding the work of a man like Ted Pike, who's beat himself up to bring all of us to the point of becoming aware of how it's nearly time, and we've nearly lost it all.
You
this
bet.
Time around. However, I have some serious problems with what he therefore then, in my estimation, is misleading people how to respond, because he's a reverend, and reverends are involved in the word,
mm-hmm.
In the scriptures. And I don't know if you have any understanding of or acceptance of that, but we get commands from this guy called, that we call Jesus Christ, and his commands in the book of Revelation tell us not to do what Ted's telling us to do. Ted did all this, where it's a paradox for me.
Yeah,
I wonder if you have an opportunity in your own cognitive abilities to see that, because you certainly see it in people like George Noory, who gets very shallow on us and just turns his back on the people. We see the same thing in Alex Jones, like you pointed out. And I see the same thing in Ted Pike. And if we have an opportunity to bring this to one another's attention and make it through together so we can still hang out and have a beer with one another, we're going to heaven, brother.
You betcha. You betcha.
But I get him mad at me. All right? He gets very angry with me.
You know, Ted Pike?
Yeah.
Because
the first thing I asked him to do is to renounce his government license. You don't need permission from these pigs to talk mm-hmm. about Jesus Christ in the Word.
No, I agree with you 100% on that. And you know, there, like I said, I'm not here to talk bad about Alex Jones or George Noory. I'm just trying to, you know, I was given the name when I was on the air, the Truth Doctor. I was given that name by my listeners, and let me tell you, I'm damn proud of that name. But I see some shortcomings here in how this was going about. And you and I will never see eye to eye. Me and Rick, as much as I admire Rick, I'll never see eye to eye with him on 100% of the things. So, you know, I think it's Rick that I always hear say we take our wax from many sources. I see what you're saying. I agree with you about this tax, you know, tax exempt form. What is it called? A 10.
It's a 501c3 corporation for the government gives people permission to preach the word of God. However, that's not the biggest problem, and he kind of minimizes.
But I see your point there.
All he has to do is what we're commanded to do: is renounce it with our mouths in the presence of witnesses, and we're saved from our sin. So I have a real problem with a guy who's a reverend who's telling me he's guided by the Holy Spirit to fight this fight with the government that therefore leads us to beg these people, please, Mr. Congressman, don't take away my freedom of speech, when the commands from Jesus Christ says to come out of her, have nothing to do with them, and then follows immediately, Tim. This is amazing. Immediately, Jesus tells us it's payback time and pay back double. We are not supposed to be hippie Christians at this point in time, gentlemen.
No, I can't argue with you, because what you're saying is rooted hard in the scripture, and I'd be a fool to tell you you're wrong. But you know, I'm a fighter, and I can't just give in.
Okay, so
when I call these congressmen, believe me, the last thing I'm doing is begging. I'm telling them I expect them to protect my rights.
Well, that's the issue. See, when they keep us enrolled in their systemic control,
mm-hmm.
we lose. That's why Jesus tells us to get the hell out of them, have nothing to do with that. We have to impose our will on them.
Oh,
if you don't do that, you're a coward, you're a sissy, you're going to die, you're going to get your family killed in the tyranny that's about to come. I'm
all
telling
right.
you, I've lived tyranny.
Okay, Clinton, we got a break now.
God
thanks for
you.
Your...
I'll see you again.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Take care.
All right. We'll be back with your calls next. Tim Goodness, my guest and co-host. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All right. Hey, that's the truth. That's for sure, brother. We can't argue with this man. All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. My guest and co-host tonight, Tim. Tim Goodness has stirred a little hornet's nest about the whole movement in opposition to this so-called hate crimes bill that we've been talking about, arguing against, and telling people to work against since I've been on this network. And it's been an ongoing battle. And let's go to the phones again, Tim, if you are ready, sir.
Sure, I'm ready. I also wanted to say something about the hate crime bill.
Of course,
we'll
go ahead.
Next, but
yes.
Can I do it now?
Of course you can.
Okay.
You interject anytime you want. Don't let Big Mouth stop you.
Well, just before we get to the caller, I just wanted to say that you know, the first thing that we should all be thinking about is what we do next. What we do next about this legislation.
Mm-hmm.
I have always asked one question of anybody who's running for office. I've always asked them, how do you feel about abortion? And I'm a pro-life voter.
Right.
In recent years, that has turned into two questions. How do you feel about the Patriot Act, and how do you feel about abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it has to turn into three questions.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you meet someone who's running for office, I don't care if they're running for dog catcher,
mm-hmm.
ask them, how do you feel about hate crime legislation?
I think we should word it this way, Tim, if you don't mind me saying
it. Go right ahead.
Because how do you feel is a very, very soft approach.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you ask them, what is your position on
this
issue?
There you go. Thank you,
because,
Rick.
Yeah, no, it's only because I've asked these politicians myself and these political candidates specific questions, and I want specific answers. And if they can't give them, as far as I'm concerned, they're not qualified to run.
And
I think that's fair.
That's right. And get yourself in a position so that you can educate this candidate.
Right. Exactly.
You have no idea. I had a guy who works for the United States justice system about 4 months ago ask me why I don't like the Patriot Act. He
mm-hmm.
flies a desk and he's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told him why, his jaw dropped. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, you thought you were talking to another bleeping idiot, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have the ammunition, usually, and I'm ready to give it. And it's not really ammunition, it's information. It
mm-hmm.
is an info war, and I'm passing the information, the torch on to you. Now you go and you look into it and you find out whether I'm right or not, and you spread it. And that's what we have to do to these candidates. It's a terrible thing, but we have to educate these people because most of them are morons.
Well, I am so bitter with them now, the politicians, and, you know, I tell people wherever I am that I'd like to see an all-night firing squad, and they agree with me. Invariably, people agree that the enemy is the politician, the enemy is the enemy within, the banks, those that are controlling American politicians, because the politicians are nothing more than idiots on strings, but it's the people that, you know, like Meyer Rothschild, who says, I don't care who makes the rules, as long as I control the gold. That's where it's at. That's where the debate is at. I don't want to waste my time talking about anything else but who's in charge here. And I think you just hit the nail on the head very well, Tim. Let's go to the phones. Bob from Colorado. Sir, you are on the program.
Well, it's Western Colorado.
All right,
there's a difference between us and the people on the east.
Good for you. Amen. The wheat from the chaff, huh?
This is, your program is new to me, and thank you, Rick. And
welcome aboard.
I'll probably be listening every night. I'm always looking for something to break my monotony from reading.
Well, good.
But I have one disagreement, real important with Tim, but I call it infanticide.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, infanticide, you mean abortion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's abortion is nature's way. Infanticide is what we got from Congress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court.
But, and it's unconstitutional, by the way, but most people don't understand that. So
I don't want to hold up the program, but I just wanted to thank you both because you bring up some good questions and good answers, and you got some good callers. So I'll let it go at that and say thank you and have a nice
you,
week.
Thank you, and don't
thank
be a
you,
stranger,
sir.
Bob. Break away from your reading once in a while.
Thank you.
At least
he's
2 hours a day, anyway.
He's absolutely right, too.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
He is. All right, let's go back to our telephone. We're speaking with my guest here and co-host, Tim Goodness of the Constitution Party Movement, and Jeff in Texas, you are next.
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, listen, when it comes to asking these politicians what, you know, there's really only one question. And
What's that?
That question is what is the function of government?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
That's the only question.
As defined by the Constitution.
Absolutely. What's the function of government? And if they give you the wrong answer, then they're not the right candidate.
Oh, God. It's kind of like conservatives and liberals. I always like to ask them, well, what is it that you wish to conserve and what is it that you wish to liberate? You know?
I'm sure the Mr. Constitution Party there would agree with me, would you not?
Yeah, it's absolutely. That's a good point. But, you know, most of the people running for office, I hate to say it, won't understand that question. And, you know, you're stuck with them and you're trying to find somebody who's worth rescuing a little bit,
mm-hmm.
worth informing, and hopefully they'll turn out to be a good candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I know, I'm basically playing, Polish roulette here. But,
I
want to try.
One of the things I wanted to say is that, you know, you had, you were talking about the hate crimes legislation.
Yeah.
And, Rick, you've had Edgar Steele on your show before, and that guy infuriates me. But I would defend his right to say whatever he wants to say. I would go to arms to defend what he wants to say.
Absolutely.
Even though I completely despise some of the things that he says.
That's what makes you different from these people who are trying to take our rights away. That's what makes you different from the public school dumbed down morons out there who don't understand what freedom is about. That you will defend their right to disagree with you. And I've said that statement to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And you know what? Not one SOB has ever said it back to me.
Well, we got a lot of work to do, but let's keep up the fight.
You betcha.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff, for being so civil and so understanding of what the game is all about, as they say. I appreciate that. Appreciate the call, because really that's what it comes down to. is we don't really live in a free country anymore, despite what we've been told. You know, the civics books, Tim.
No.
The high school, you know, the junior high school, basic American history. I was telling my co-host, Scott Smith, who will be here tomorrow night, on the TV program we do, and you've seen it. You've seen the deadly experiment. I was telling him that in the new year, God willing, I'm planning to do a new TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it's going to be called? In addition to this one.
Okay.
And that's going to be called, it's going to be a history-oriented program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to entitle it, Lies They Taught Me in School.
Yeah. Well,
how does that sound? How does that grab you?
That's a good title.
Yeah. It's an eye catcher, it's an ear catcher, and I want to get into these subjects because I think that when you come right down to it, as Henry Ford once said, history is bunk.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was thinking of two other words to describe it, but he said bunk. And basically that's what it comes down to. Not only history is bunk, but American constitutional government today has been relegated to the ash heap. And on that, no question, Edgar Steele was right when he said that. We have a dead letter called the Constitution. Let's just take this debate. Okay, let me ask you what you think. This debate over this Supreme Court nominee, the latest one of the Bush administration. And basically what it comes down to is you've got the extreme left wing of the Schumer scums from New York, okay? Senator Schumer scum. And on the other side, you know, you've got people who are just nilly-willy, knee-jerk going to support the nominee that the White House has put out. And basically, whether it's John Roberts the first, who's now Chief Justice of the Court or not, all of them are talking like children in a classroom that have no knowledge, have just gone their first day into school. They're all talking about, will this nominee overturn the precedent of the court, rather than will this nominee obey and enforce the Constitution? And that crawls up my spine like you can't imagine, Tim.
No, I agree with you 100% because, that is the question. And it shouldn't be about interpretation. The words are plain. I read the Constitution. I know some of it very well. Some of it I don't. But I read it, and I have very little problem understanding exactly what they meant. And, you know, when people say, well, like the First Amendment, religion and government are supposed to stay separate. I don't like to hear politicians quoting the Bible, blah, 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 blah. Well, what I say to them is, remember what Thomas Jefferson said. The reason the best friend of government is Christianity is because it's the only religion that changes men's hearts.
Mm.
And that came from a man who was not only a founding father, but was not a Christian.
That's right. And this business of we're going to find a Supreme Court justice who's in the, quote, mainstream is insulting to me personally as an American and insulting to me personally as a constitutionalist, someone who believes that the law of the land, the organic law, should be exactly that, the law of the land.
And how do you interpret the Constitution?
Right, exactly.
How do you interpret the First and Second Amendment? Right to keep and bear arms, freedom of speech. Come on.
And not only that, but these interpretations must also, subordinate themselves to the fact that we have a federal system whereby the Constitution restrains the federal government, not unleashes it.
That's
so
right.
The federal government should not even be in the business of church-state separation, shouldn't be in the business of evolution in the classroom, shouldn't be in education, period, because the Constitution does not allow it to. And that is the whole point. So rather than these idiots and ne'er-do-wells in Congress asking the right questions, they're putting up their usual smoke and mirrors routine. And that angers me to no end, because I just realized it's way past the point of no return when we allow these people to talk this way and insult our intelligence. But they're politicians. They're cheap, slimy, scummy, scuzzy things that walk in the night and go boom in the night. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
As far as I'm
right,
concerned, they're not human.
You know, this semantics of interpretation, this game they play, that is the chain that they bind the Constitution with.
Absolutely.
And
all right, we'll go to the phone,
you know,
now, Tim. I'm holding up our caller.
No, go right ahead.
800-313-9443. You have to forgive me if I get a little long-winded once in a while. That's my nature. 800-313-9443. We're having a great conversation tonight. Really a philosophical one, and one that's very obviously close to the heart, very deep-seated. Let's take your calls. Vicki from Idaho. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi. I was wondering, well, our government, our Congress, they haven't been following the Constitution for a long time. I don't know whether you know or not, but the NAFTA and CAFTA and all those agreements, those are treaties,
right,
but they were never ratified as treaties.
Mm-hmm.
They were just voted as,
yes,
you know.
I know they didn't follow prerequisites of the Constitution.
Well, the Constitution outlines that the law of the land will be the Constitution and treaties. Now, it's very simple to tell if something is a treaty or not. They can call it a treaty, but if it goes before the House of Representatives for a vote, guess what? It's not a treaty, because only the Senate ratifies treaties.
Well, when Bush Sr. was president,
mm-hmm,
they redefined foreign policy to be economic policy. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of the transformation, quote unquote,
right,
of our economy has been, because they've been using our economy supposedly as foreign policy tools.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
And,
they do a lot of crazy semantics like that. I mean, they call the dollar bill money.
Yeah, I know, and it's nothing.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to get all of us peons to take this, you know, paper money, and that includes the all of the peons of the world, not just of the American ones.
That's right.
But anyway, I just got a document that I started reading. And it was a hearing that was held back in the 1950s. It's the Reese Commission. Have you ever heard of that?
The Committee on Tax-Exempt Foundations, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it, no.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently Rick has, yeah.
Fascinating document.
What's the name of it again?
The Reese Committee or Subcommittee on Tax-Exempt Foundations to investigate them.
Oh.
And Chairman Reese was chairing the committee. At the time, they had the Ford Foundation and others testifying right before them. And go ahead,
yep,
tell us, Vicki. Go ahead, you say it.
Okay, well, I've only just started reading it, but it's really a stunner of a hearing.
And you know why it's such a stunner? I don't know if you got that far yet, but they had the representative of the Ford Foundation then, and that was the tax-exempt foundation that, as you know, if Henry Ford were alive, he would have rolled over in his grave. But his son sold out. Others get involved, try to silence the words of Henry Ford right from the beginning. But what they did was they went before this committee, and the CEO admitted, he said, we are trying to work for the subjugation of America and her economy to a third world status while raising the economies and the standard of living of the now third world countries and the Soviets and the communist world, so that at some point we can be comfortably merged under a one-world government. Those were his words. And he was asked by the chairman, would he repeat them before the Congress? And he said, absolutely not. But those words were taken, and they were put into the congressional record.
Uh-huh.
And we have them today. That there is an admission that was so bold at the time.
And that's exactly what's happened to our country.
They're
transforming it into a
third world. It's happening every day, yep.
Oh, yeah,
our school system is becoming a Soviet. The American Jobs Bank is going to be the chains on the American citizens. It's the communist control of the labor market. And I keep trying to tell people that, but they're, you know, saying, oh, because it's in Tom Tancredo's bill, you know, it can't possibly do that. But when you follow the legislation for the education system and you see where they've built a total information awareness system on the children and then how it's all going to link into this America's Job Bank, it's a communist control system of the labor market.
Well, the education system in this country, something like 96% of your education research on the local your local school is done by the federal government, and all of that comes right from the United Nations.
There
you go. You're right, Vicki.
Okay.
Thank you for being so studious and for calling the show. All right, we'll be back with more calls, more conversation, Uncensored Radio, Free America, with Tim Goodness and Rick Adams.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The first step in winning the war
spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
We're back. All right. And we are welcoming your calls to the program. 800-313-9443. Let it all hang out. What is on your mind tonight? We're talking with Tim Goodness. Tim Goodness, as you can hear, is a he's a constitutionalist, Constitution Party man, and he believes in pro-life. He believes in basic restraint of government and the sovereignty of the states. So, Tim, I know you've been tempted to run for office before, but what was your outlook on that? You decided you weren't going to run. You're going to do other things and help build a party from within, or what?
I don't think I'll ever run for office. I really don't. I just, it's, you know, I know I keep saying bad things about the American public in general, and I you know, referring to them as, you know, public educated morons and whatnot, but I don't have a whole lot of faith in most people. Which is,
well, neither do the founding fathers. You come right down to it.
No, they didn't. And
they
really
had no faith in the public, and that's why they came up with a constitutional republic, supposedly.
And, you know, I really, that's part of the reason why I don't think you'll ever see me on a mainstream radio station again, because those people are all just, you know, they're all dumbed down from you know, people like Rush Limbaugh, for God's sake.
You know, I remember there was in Newport, Rhode Island, there's a station down there, and you know which station I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
ADK. I talked to the guy, the manager, and I told him who I was. He didn't know. I told him I'd like to do an alternative talk show locally again. This was a while back. And he says, well, what did you have in mind? What kind of show? And I said, you know, talk about issues that are important other than the Red Sox, the Yankees, and, you know, about whether the governor's tie is the right color, or that sort of thing. Talk about real issues, you know, like who's controlling things, why are we in the shape we're in. Well, he said, we don't want to do one of those like strange shows, he said, like where, you know, people start talking about like secret societies and getting way over on the fanatical wing of things now, you know, talking like stuff like that. And I said, in other words, you really don't want to do a real, legitimate, open, true, honest talk show.
No.
And that's exactly what he said. He's afraid. He's frightened to death the idea of people actually thinking. And I'm saying, now, one of two things. Number one, he doesn't want to, he's got a fear of being driven off the air by the government or by the powers that be, the economic forces. Or number two, he truly thinks they're crazy. He truly thinks you and I and others who question this stuff are way, way, way out in right field, so far out that we're falling off the earth. And, you know, a lot of people just feel that. They don't understand what's going on, and they don't wish to understand, Tim.
I think a lot of people today are coming to the cold, hard fact that what people like you and I have been screaming for the past, about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What we have been saying is going on is indeed going on, and now they're at the point where they just don't want to believe it. They can't believe it.
They can't accept
it. Yes, their minds can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you corner these people, then they look at you and they say to you, and I mean corner them, you know, with conversation. You know, they look at you and they say, yeah, but what can I do? There's nothing I can do, right? I look at them, and my answer is always the same. What can you do? Anything you're not doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Write to congressmen, call their offices, tell people running for office, tell people in office that you expect them to protect your rights.
Well, that's the way it should be, shouldn't it, huh?
You betcha.
All right, let's take a break now. Midway in the program, and we'll return with more Uncensored Radio Free America. Join us, Rick Adams and Tim.
And Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.